Okay, we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Six daf to go, I think, right? Yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah, and we're totally picking up on previous Mishnayos, right? What happens when you trust this woman? How else is this affected? The belief that her husband has passed away. How else, in what other ways does her testimony have an impact? So Beishami Omrim Tinase Vititok Subasa. So Beishami says, we're allowing her to get remarried. So what does that mean? You believe that her husband's dead, which means that she collects her ksuba. Mitzela Omrim Tinase Velo Titok Ksuba. Beishami says, no. You let her to get married. But picking up her, collecting her ksuba, different story. That's not something that we trust this Eid Echad or her or whoever we're trusting here. That's not going to have an impact on her collecting the ksuba. No, but she can get remarried. So Amar Lahem Beishami, Titartem Erva Chamura. The most serious issur is issur erva, and you're permitting that in this case, and you're not going to allow her to collect the money, which is so much less serious. So Am Lahem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel says back, Masinu she'ena ha'achin nichnos in the nachla alpia. So Beis Hillel says back, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but the truth is, we already have precedent that the brothers. Meaning other brothers who would collect, the freshman point out, this got to be a situation where there's not a yibum, right? If it's not a yibum, because if it's a yibum, we're going to talk about this in a second. If it's a yibum, the brother who marries her actually gets the nachal of his brother, right? That's part of, that's the original yibum, right? That's the case of Rus, right? Is that going to keep the nachal in the family? That's the whole point, right? But the point being. We have scenarios where if there's not going to be a yibum, where the brothers will allow her to get remarried, but the brothers don't get the nachla just because she spoke, just because of what she said. In which case, we see that no, it's not that simple. Yeah, maybe we'll let her get remarried, but they taka won't collect nachla, so maybe also she shouldn't collect her ksuba. Okay, I could look at Rashi. She'ena achin nichnas in the nachla, so shabala alpia top of kufisem alav tach Rashi. You need two edim. Right, and specifically because of them getting married, that's when the Chazal were mekel because of mishubiguna akila berabanan. But fine, that's nothing to do with the money. Okay, so Amr lahem beishamai says back. Wait a second. Hello, mi sefer ksuba nilmod. Right, maybe we should learn from this from the ksuba itself. That she should collect it. Why? She who kosev la because it writes in the ksuba shim tinasi la acher titli mashikasuv lechi. Yeah, if she goes ahead and she marries somebody else, if you go ahead and marry someone else, you will collect that which is written to you. Okay. So chazu beis hillel lahoras kedibri b'shem. So I said, wait a second. Okay, if that's true, if you're right. If that's what it says in the ksuba, so then taka that would be correct. In which case. From that conversation, Beis Hillel actually reversed course and agreed in the end with Beis Shammai. Fine. So the conclusion of the Mishnah is that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that this woman, when she is believed to get remarried, since she's believed to get remarried, the ksuba itself says, when you get remarried, you will get the ksuba. You know, it's really when you're permitted to marry somebody else, right? That she would collect the ksuba. So, which case she could collect ksuba? Does that have other ramifications of other dinei mamonos? It sounds like Beis Hillel wouldn't necessarily agree to that. It's specifically here by ksuba that they're willing to agree.
Is that standard language in ksuba, or are they just saying if it happens to be in the ksuba, then we move on?
I was just looking.
I figured you know more ksuba.
I was just editing a ksuba recently. There's a wedding coming up soon. When you have a fancy ksuba, then I have to read every single word to make sure, right? So I was just thinking. That's not the language usually. I don't think. We should go back and look in Iksuba. Definitely doesn't say these words. She'im tinasi la'achet tili. Those words for sure are not there. So I don't believe that's standard language in Iksuba.
But if it was the
take a look. That's what it sounds like to me. But I'd like to go back and check the Iksuba before I. Tell you for sure, but definitely those words shim tinasi la'acher titli mashakasav l'chi, those words are not there. That's for sure. Are there other words that may mean something similar to that? Maybe, but usually the ksuba typically is just more about that's his responsibility to take care of her. But I'll take a look. Maybe the good news is In 6 weeks, we start Maseches Ksubis, so we'll have a chance to understand.
Yeah, there's a little context for this. There you go. You would think that they would know that or not.
That's where I was going. Right, it's a standard language.
Maybe it says in it. It says in it. Yeah. I'm telling you, this language is not in it. But, you know, I don't want to promise there's no language even similar in any way, but, I'm suspect, but we'll have to take a look. Okay. Says the Gemara. Am Rav Chista Nisyavma Yevama Nichnas Lenachla Apiyah. So, Rav Chista says, well, just a reminder that we know that if she does Yibam, right, then what happens? Then the Yavam, you know, gets the Yevama, her Yavam, right, takes the Nachla by her words, right? Meaning if her testimony is going to make her husband now is considered not alive, and she didn't have any children, so she's going to marry the Yavam because of her own testimony. So that's what's going to happen. He's going to collect the nachla because of what she says. Okay. And heim darshu medrash ksuba anilu nidrash medrash Torah. So Rav Chisda says, and Beis Shammai made a drasha based on language of the ksuba. I'll give you a drasha based on language of the Torah itself. How do I know? Yakum al shem achiv. Right, Yakim, the woman who gets married, right? So she's, you know, she gets married, and now the brother is going to be Yakum al shem achiv, is going to, like, you know, stand in place of his brother, the child that's born. Literally, he's going to stand in the name of the brother. So Am Rachmana v'harei kam, and he did, right? This guy stood in this place, so that's why he should collect the money. This is not really asking a kasha. He's just saying, just by the way, if you're saying that she gets the ksuba based on her testimony, so the Yavam also should get the Nachla based on her testimony as well, and that's based on the drush and the pasuk. So Amr Nachman, Basala Bezdin, the Amra. She comes, what happens if she comes to Bezdin? She says, Mace Bali. She says, my husband died. So he tiruni lihinase. And please allow me to get remarried. So what happens? Matirunosa lihinase, right? So with all the conditions we mentioned before, you know, assuming that she's, you know, what to believe here, so we allow her to get married. Vinosin la ksubasa, and we give her a ksuba. Okay, so you see again that we paskin like this approach in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Tenu li ksubasi, af lihinasi ami imatir nesafir. She says, "Hi, here in Beis Din, can I get my ksuba, please?" Then, for sure, we don't give her a ksuba, but we don't even let her get remarried. My time. What's the reason? I died to the ksuba aside. Right? The reason she came here was for the ksuba. Right? The point being that the only reason we're makel by her testimony is, right? Mishumiguna kilibarabanam. So if there's no issue of a guna, because she's not coming to ask for herself to get remarried, she's coming to talk about the dinei mamonos. We don't believe one person when it comes to dinei mamonos. Okay. So Yibailu, but what about the following case? He tiruni lihinase. Right, please, she says, please let me get remarried. Utnili ksubasi. And she says, and please give me my ksuba. Maho. And basically, she's asking for both. Kevin da amra ksuba. I did the ksuba aside. The fact that she mentioned the ksuba, does that tell me, so she really came for the ksuba? Right, in which case, we shouldn't believe her, we shouldn't give her anything. Odilma, kol mila di islele inish amrlu, amrlu beidina. Or, no, she's just here to talk about all the things that are shaykh to her, that are related to her. That's why she said it. But that's not her... You know, it's not like she is only coming really for the money. Look at Rashi. I died to the ksuba aside. It's second skinny line in Rashi. to take money from somebody, you need witnesses. And so, next line, call me to the inish. What do we say, call me to the inish? What does this mean? V'ikar, I died to the nisuan aside. Meaning, she's talking about all the things, but her main purpose here, her main goal is to talk about getting married. If it's Sharidin law, we should allow her to get remarried. But Kevin, the Sharidin law, Shaklanami Ksuba. Right? Did we say for Ksuba, Nilmot? Right? Or do we say, again, it just one follows the other. Once you believe her on the getting remarried, Bissel and Bishamah both agree that she gets the Ksuba. The question is, when she mentions both, do we say, she's really here for the Ksuba, and she's just kind of thrown in, let me get remarried? Or do we assume that she really came for both, and she's mentioning both things? So continues the Gemara. Vim team Salama called me the Isla Inish Amrlal Beidina. And if you really believe that she just says everything that she's that shaykh to her, she mentions the Bezdin. So then Tanu Li Ksubasi Vitiruni Lihinasi Maho. What if she says The opposite order, right? So we said, if she says, let me get remarried, she gets the ksuba. If she says, give me the ksuba, she can't even get remarried. Then we said, what if she says, can I get remarried and give me the ksuba? So then we said, well, maybe. Okay, well, you're going to consider that already. What if she says, give me my ksuba and let me get married? What do we do there? Right? Because she put getting the ksuba first. So, hacha vaday, adai the ksuba aside. Do we say, well, in that case, she put the ksuba first. So, for sure, that's her main goal. O dilma hol delo yada v'may mishtarya. Or do we say, no, we don't know. So, you know, she doesn't know. Which, like, you know, when people come to Beis Din, they don't go to Beis Din every day. They don't know how it works. Right, so maybe the fact that she doesn't know which one's gonna work for her better, she just puts one, you know, or the other. She says, oh, I don't know, ksuba, that's a Beis Din thing, I'll put that first. Right? She doesn't know the difference, and putting one before the other isn't indicative of anything that she's thinking in her mind about trying to get one or the other. She's just putting everything on the table. So the Gemara, teku, we don't know. So sorry, we don't know. Fine. Let's just start the next Mishnah, and at least we'll be set for tomorrow. Hakone is fine. So that's the end there. The bottom line is that if she believes to get remarried, she can get her ksuba. If she asks for the ksuba as part of the conversation, that already makes us a little bit more concerned and not as obvious. Okay. But says the next mission. Hakone manin lehaida. Everybody is believed to give testimony about her husband that her husband died. Chutz, except for the following five people. Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Ubos bas chamosa, her sister-in-law, right? Her mother-in-law's daughter, Vitzarasa, her co-wife, Viyavamsa, right? And the Yavamsa is the wife of the Yavam, right? The wife of the Yavam, Ubas Baila, or her husband's daughter, right? All those five people are not believed. Why? We're going to see why. It seems like each of those people has like maybe an axe to grind with her. If something they might be, potentially has an axe to grind and has some issue that might come up, and therefore there's a reason why they might want to mess her over. Okay. Ma ben get lamisa shaksa mochiach. And what's in the end of the day, the difference between the get and, you know, testifying that she got a get, meaning because these people are allowed to testify that her get was delivered. So why can they testify that this is her get, right? They can actually bring that her mother-in-law can be the one that shliach to bring the get and say, you know, b'fani nechtam. In front of me, they signed the get, they wrote the get, I saw the whole thing, we trust her for that, so why don't we trust her to say that the husband died? The answer is, shaksav mochiyah. When it comes to a get, we're not really believing the witnesses. The witnesses are not the testimony, really. They're just testifying that we saw the get written. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a get, it's the get itself that tells me everything. Here, it's the testimony that means everything. And that's why we're more machmir when it comes to their testimony about the husband dying, but not as much when it comes to delivering the get. But we'll pick up with tomorrow.